So the first question would be, what are the motives driving performance creators in Singapore, and how are they aligned with social or political milieu?
Okay, I think the thing that drives any performance maker anywhere in the world, I guess, it's a twofold kind of impulse. On one hand, there's that kind of, you know, often talked about need to express oneself, right? Which is the kind of like spirit of performance in the first place. But then, you know, that can become very indulgent, and that alone, I don't think is enough to sustain any kind of like powerful or meaningful performance enterprise. I think the second impulse it has to do with interrogation on many levels. So a performance interrogates, at least in Singapore, my sense is a lot of performance makers interrogate the forms that they inherit, both from the West, you know, which you see in a lot of avant-garde intercultural performance, but also from, you know, local Singapore performance makers, you know, from just a generation before. So there's a lot of interrogation of previous work. But and then closer to the second part of the question, I think there's also an interrogation of the world that we live in, which is the thing that the artist does in any form, performance or otherwise. But in Singapore in particular, especially in the theatre, which is the medium in which I work, there is a lot of interrogation of the milieu that we live in, especially political and social, the political and social milieu in which we live. I think increasingly also there's a kind of interest in interrogating the cultural milieu, like the politics of culture, the politics of what it means to do or write or live in a culture, you know, things like feminism or queer expression or Marxist interrogation, things like that. Yeah.